First, 200,000 people have been killed in Darfur, Sudan, more than 2.5 million displaced. We know those numbers. We've read them. But it's very difficult to get access to the Darfur region. The government of Sudan is keeping people out. Well, now people can go right at home on your computer. The U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum has announced a partnership with the search engine Google to document the killings and violence in Darfur. And using Google Earth, you can go to that region and see what has happened in the villages. We're joined by John Heffernan. He's director of the Genocide Prevention Initiative at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. John, welcome to the program.
It's good to be here.
Tell me about this partnership you've formed with Google.
Sure. Well, first of all, at the museum, we seek to honor the memory of the Holocaust by trying to respond to contemporary genocide today. We declared the situation in Darfur a genocide emergency 3 years ago, and the situation continues to deteriorate. So what we're trying to do with Google Earth is bring what genocide looks like in Darfur to the some 200 million people that have downloaded Google Earth.
Now, let me just say that if listeners haven't downloaded Google Earth, it's one of the search engines that lets you look down from satellites on the Earth. But these images might be a year old, 2 years old, 3 years old. They're not contemporary images. Now, working with the Holocaust Museum, Google Earth has updated the images of this particular region, and there are little flags and signs there. So when you focus in on Western Sudan, you can go in and sometimes see actual burned-out villages. These are photos that are maybe 2, 3, 4 months old.
Right. Well, actually, it's satellite imagery. I mean, this is an unprecedented online mapping initiative whereby you fly over Africa and you see the outline of Darfur, Sudan. And then you zoom down in and you see the destroyed villages through the satellite imagery. And then if you zoom down further, you enter the village via eyewitness testimony as well as photographs that gives you a very personal account of what's happened. So in a sense, you get the scope, you get the systematic nature of the way these villages have been destroyed, but you also get a very personal idea of how these villages have been attacked and how it's affected the people that come from those villages.
I've read about the layering of information that Google Earth talks about, and I guess this is an expression of that, a demonstration of it, that I hadn't quite seen before, because you do have these different icons that represent different things that have happened, and you can learn quite a lot about a particular village and the region.
Yeah, I mean, the goal here is to tell a story. The goal here is to make it impossible for people to ignore it. So for those people who have downloaded Google Earth, once they do fly over Africa, it's difficult to ignore the fact that this genocide continues in Sudan. The idea is to give them a better of understanding, to bring it into their homes, to bring it into their offices, and to ignite the type of action that's needed to stop it.
How did you get the stories from these villages? And tell me, is there one particular village that you could tell us about?
Sure. Actually, I'll tell you one. I've been there 3 times, and I actually lived in Sudan for a number of years, several years ago. One village that I visited is the village of Farawiya in North Darfur. Most of the villages have been damaged in a similar way, where there would be some type of aerial assault followed by a ground assault, where the government of Sudan, working in concert with the proxy forces, the Janjaweed, would go from house to house, loot everything of value, destroy the homes, kill the men if they resisted, and rape the women if they resisted. And then people would be thrust into a desert death trap, of incredibly harsh terrain, where they can't survive without outside assistance. Because everything that they rely on, everything that sustains them, has been destroyed. And this outside assistance has been systematically blocked by the government of Sudan.
And you're saying that you personally have been to this village of Farawiya.
Yeah,
you've seen it on the ground, and now you can see this same condition on Google Earth.
Yes. As I said, it hopefully will bring a better understanding of what genocide looks like in Darfur.
John Heffernan is director of genocide prevention at the Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C., joining today with a project on Google Earth that will allow anyone with a computer to get into Darfur. John, thank you.
Thank you.